जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, राधे किशोरी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय राधा मान बिहारी राधा मान बिहारी राधे, जय राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे, श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री श्री राधा मान बिहारी लाल की, श्री मान मंदिर की, श्री वृंदावन धाम की, श्री बरसाना धाम की जय जय श्री राधे श्याम। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी, वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये, प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये, प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये, हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते, गोपेश गोपिका कांता Shri Radha Kanta Namostute. Shri Radha Kanta Namostute. Shri Radha Kanta Namostute. Hare Krishna. So at this auspicious time of twilight, when naturally the emotions become very soft, this is the quality of twilight time. Especially between the Lord and the devotees, Sri Krishna and the gopis, they become very much emotionally aroused with love for each other. So the story which I am going to tell is also a meditative story, and as it is dark, it is better easy to meditate. It will not prevent you from being conscious of yourself. It will help you. So I request you to be meditative, because the lila is very sweet. At the same time, when we listen to these stories of Radha and Krishna, especially of Brajadham, and especially of the interiors of Brajadham like Barsana, we have to hear the story in a very awe and reverence mood, in the mood of worshipping the Leela rather than enjoying the Leela. There's a difference between enjoying and worshipping and relishing. So acharyas tell us that such pastimes are very, very purifying when they are heard in the mood of worshipping them. And by the mercy of Radha and Krishna, we can feel the mood and the essence of bhav of that Leela. Essentially, Sri Krishna came down to relish or experience the loving mood of Radharani towards him. He was wondering, what is the secret of Radharani enjoying more in our relationships, more than me? What is it in me that makes Radha so happy and enjoy more spiritual bliss than when I experience the relationship with her? So how he, for the first time, experienced this, for the first time ever in his life, and how he was so puzzled, amazed, awestruck with the experience. What was his condition when he experienced that love? That is our subject matter today. So let us all go to Pili Pokhar. Those who have gone to Pili Pokhar, they can imagine that now it's a twilight time, and Pili Pokhar is surrounded by many banks of, maybe 10 to 15 banks are there, steps going down. And at this time, there are many, many peacocks are there. There are many parrots are there. They all are eating together the grains on the steps which are displayed there. There are many auspicious trees like neem trees, ashwatha trees, banyan trees, kadamba trees, tamal trees. Some trees are combined together, living sahajivan. And everything that is auspicious in the atmosphere, in terms of living beings, in terms of birds, in terms of animals, in terms of the atmosphere, the spirituality, the divinity, the situation is perfect. There is Priyeshwar Mahadev, who has been residing there on the desire of and permission of Radharani, ever at the banks of Pili Pokhar. Narad Muni had come there to visit Radharani there. So we are at that beautiful place, and from that beautiful place even Radharani's mandir is visible. That's another beautiful story there, how, what all leelas took place there. So I will try to be as brief as possible, But I pray to the Lord, to Srimati Radharani, that all of us hear this pastime in prayerful mood, in prayerful mood of gratitude and appreciation. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj is Radharani's father and Kirtida is her mother. They organized one festival in their house in Barsana, in Bhanugad. It's a long description of the festival, but to cut short, they wanted to treat Nanda Baba and his family only. The whole festival was only for those few people. Who are they? Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Rohini, Krishna, Balaram, and some intimate cowherd boys and friends. Not for everybody. So in that festival, specifically Vrishabhanu Maharaj wanted to treat Nanda Maharaj. And he wanted Radharani to cook and personally serve him and take his blessings. And before that, Radharani was blessed by Durvasa Muni. There's a long story also, where she got blessing that whatever she will cook, it will be more tasty than nectar, amruta. Whoever will eat it will be free from all disease, and whoever eats it will be always vijayi, always victorious, successful, victorious, glorious. So from that time, when the news spread all over the Braj, like fragrance of flower, Yashoda Mataji always wanted to plan how to tell, how to request mother and father of Radharani to send her to cook for Krishna. Because she wanted Krishna to be disease-free, eternal, always victorious, and always happy in tasting something which is more than tasty than nectar. So in this festival, she saw Radharani cooking very beautifully. Hundreds of sakhis, having hundreds of burners, Radharani was nicely guiding them. I can't say controlling them, but nicely guiding them, inspiring them. And they were all busy, really absorbed. Radharani was so absorbed in planning. And she entered the kitchen and saw the expertise, the demeanor, the humility, the absorption in service, the mood. She was so overwhelmed. And instantly she asked Kirtimaya, her mother, please, can you send your dear daughter to Nandagaon to cook for Krishna and Balaram? And Kirti Mataji was very happy. So she immediately accepted the proposal. They had a nice meal. Radharani was personally serving Nanda Maharaj. Vrishabhanu Maharaj was overlooking. And everything was so sweet. And they all embraced each other lovingly. And then from next day onwards, Radharani started going to Nandagaon. I hope I can read nice sweet words which I wrote down. Yashoda is thinking, no one in the three worlds possesses an atom of Radharani's affection for Krishna. She is thinking about Radharani. She also loves, Yashoda Mataji is thinking about Radharani's love for Krishna. Yashoda Mataji's heart's desire was to bring Radha and Krishna together, and Radha is queen of Krishna. With this goal in mind, she devised many, many times plans, and this time she is thinking that whose beauty other than Radha can match with Krishna? You will stand here? Hare Krishna. Thank you. Who else besides Radha possesses qualities that complement the qualities of Krishna? There is no match for Krishna other than Radha in whole of Vrindavan. So one day, when she started coming regularly, it's such a beautiful gesture that when this was accepted as agreement, Vrishabhanu Maharaj built a big palace at the bank of Pavan Sarovar. Why? Because she would cook three meals a day. In between there will be some time, so she can come back. So she will have a nice place to rest. So a big palace of many mansions were built by Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Today it is not there. You can only imagine. So one day, like every day, she comes and goes, and she cooks and goes and rests in between. While about to return to Barsana, Yashoda sat on a jeweled singhasan, and she pulled Radharani towards her, took her in her lap. Yashoda felt Radharani's butter-like soft body melting in her body. She felt unlimited ecstasy. She felt like entering into unlimited ocean of love just by feeling the touch of divine body of Radharani. She felt unlimited ecstasy. Is this Devi or Vaikuntha girl? I'm already feeling I'm in Vaikuntha. She took Radharani's palms and gazed with amazement the auspicious signs on her palm, the beautiful pinkish palm. She went in transcendental ecstasy and pulled the jar of haldi and applied over the pink palms of Radharani. Now, in Indian context, when any elderly lady or mother puts turmeric powder on the hands of unmarried girl, it means she wants to make her daughter-in-law, that girl. So Radharani was very much happy, embarrassed. Also, she felt salajja. Salajja means shy. And she's asking Radharani, Radha, do you know what this mean? What does this mean? She's saying innocently, no, mother, I don't know. So Yashoda Mai stroked her gently and saw the beautiful face of Radharani. And she felt, Yashoda Mata, when she saw her face, that she fell in the ocean of ecstasy. And she was unable to answer whatever she had asked. And she said, no, mother, she wanted to answer. But she thought, if I can come to the banks of this ocean of ecstasy, then I can answer. So she struggled to come to the banks of the ocean of ecstasy that she fell in by looking at Radharani's beautiful face. And she said, Priye, this means you are engaged for wedding with my son. Radharani, gazing at her own palms, which were now colored with haldi, feeling very shy, she is thinking in the mind, Manogat, I don't know what my mother will think. If I am engaged, I will lose all my freedom of coming, going every day, hiding, doing signals, sometimes taking the forms of cuckoo birds and making signals and sounds at various places in Brajbhumi. And if I agree with this engagement, then I will be ever in the company of my beloved. I will not have to leave him. Gopal will be always with me. So Yashoda said, Radharani, what are you thinking? So she didn't express her thoughts out of shyness. But mother said, if you are feeling fearful, your mother is very wise. I'm sure she is my very good friend. I know her. And, you cannot play in the dust forever. Someday you'll have to become a woman and live normal womanhood. You have to accept normal womanhood sometimes. Radharani said, your word is my order for me. Your word is my command. So Radharani took leave, and then she met Lalita and Vishakha and other friends like Tunga Vidya, Chitra Sakhi. Yashoda was so much overwhelmed in ecstasy that she couldn't take her eyes off Radharani. And today we have straight stairs, but in those days there were spiral stairs to get down from Nandagaon to the bottom of on the ground. So while she was going round and round and round with her friends, talking to each other and explaining exactly what happened, was not heard by her, but she could see that she is narrating what exactly happened. And then Radharani, she saw till Radharani got down the last step. And Yashoda is thinking in the mind, when this girl will become mature for wedding, demigods will fall from the sky like rains, being amazed by her beauty. She's thinking about that. Then Radharani started talking to friends. She narrated everything. So they were all wondering what to do now. So Radharani asked, what to do now? Tungavidya said, we are in very delicate situation of embarrassment. Because your mother will say, this is the custom of our barsana. This is what we taught you, samskaras. That you go for some other purpose, cooking, and you get engaged and come back. So this is a very delicate situation. Lalita said, no worries. Nothing to worry. We will solve the situation. Then Vishakha said, we are too young to get married. We don't want to lose our freedom. Lalita, please give a quick solution to get out of this mess. So Lalita said, no difficulty. Here is the pond of your father called Priyakund. You can just peacefully wash your hands here. And we will see that every atom, every iota of the haldi will be washed off. And it is twilight time because anyway we are coming back in the evening. So nobody is there on the pond. Everybody comes in the morning for all duties. So only we are there. We make sure that we wash our hands. We'll make sure that everything is clean. And we will not tell anybody anything. We'll keep our mouth shut. So now, see the beauty of Pili Pokhar. That time when they started going to Pili Pokhar, many multi-petaled lotuses were there blossoming on the bottom, on the surface of the water. Resounding music of birds were there. Sometimes you should go there in the evening. You will actually feel what is described in scriptures. How you feel beautiful mixture of divine birds chirping. Actually, they all are chanting the name of Radhe and Shyam. There are humming of bees. That also you can hear when you go there. And the bee humming, if you see here in city, it is quite disturbing. But when you sit there and hear the humming of birds, it is so enchanting and so much encouraging to the soul, nourishing the soul. And numerous trees with their branches were drooping down with their fruits, just available to be honored. Pollens were falling over the surface of Priyakund from all the trees, and it was like gentle, lazy rain falling gradually, one by one, on the surface of the water of Priyakund. There were beautiful bathing ghats. Deers, other animals were playing, making beautiful sounds. Cows were drinking water. And it was Krishna's favorite place for making cows drink water. Radharani slowly got down. And Lalita said, be careful, you will slip. All girls started giggling. We'll have really a nice story to tell people. And they started giggling. And it is said that their giggle echoed everywhere, all over Priyakund, in the quiet twilight time. Radharani leaned forward. Now this is how now your meditative listening will start. She saw her own reflection. She was stunned and amazed to see her beauty. It would be nice, she is now thinking, if I get to stay with Krishna forever. Then mind says, no, I will lose my freedom. And the girl said, start washing your hands. So she started washing her hands. Her mind was in duality, to do or not to do. I mean, not washing hands, to accept the engagement or forget it. And she kept on rubbing her hands. Now she closed her eyes and she kept on rubbing and rubbing and rubbing, to do or not to do, to accept or not to accept. And in that, it is explained that the blue waters of Priyakund turned yellow in ripples. You know, when you wash hand, there's one ripple, third ripple, and just goes on, and the turmeric powder was just spreading in beautiful circles, interrupted by repeated washing hands. It was going ahead over the surface, going deeper in the water, from all the sides to all the ghats, it was spreading. And Radharani was kept on rubbing, kept on rubbing, kept on rubbing, like a dhobi lady keeps washing clothes mechanically. She kept on wash, and like a housewife grinding paste of some masala, she kept on rubbing. Although her hands were clean, long back. The girls were waiting because she was in deep trance of debating inside the mind. Both are very tempting proposals. To be with Krishna or to be independent and to be free, in freedom, to always do up and down whenever you want. As she kept on rubbing, her friends marveled at, what are they marveling at? There are changing emotions on her beautiful face. When she thinks this way, there's different emotion. When she thinks that way, there's different emotion. And there were so many varieties of changing, beautiful, sweet expressions on her face that her friends were watching all the time. Chitrasakhi said, look what you have done. Do you know what you have done? The whole lake has turned into yellow. I think you washed your heart with your hands. Let's go before anyone comes to know. So Radharani said, when she heard, Chitrasakhi saying this, she opened her eyes and saw actually with wide eyes she saw actually what happened. She was herself amazed that the whole the pond had turned yellow in length, breadth and depth. So Lalita said, I think the turmeric powder was the river of affection of your heart. Control your emotions, Radharani, else the yellow waves which are overwhelming Priyakund will flow through the streets of Vrindavan and everyone will come to know what are these yellow waves of water, what do they do, from where they have come. Radharani said, I am not the only one who has golden complexion in Vrindavan. Lalita said, yes, true, but we all have become golden by your influence and by your company. Let's leave quickly from here now, before anyone comes to know, and they will, before anyone accuses us of spoiling the kund and contaminating the kund with different color. So the gopis rushed from there because they wanted to also relish, because they were so happy with what was happening around. At the same time, they knew that if somebody, you know, accuses that you girls have come and, you know, contaminated this kund, so they wanted to run. So they rushed. The rushing gopis were looking like colorful clouds. The golden complexion of all the gopis was like flashing lightning in the middle of the clouds. The uncontrolled giggling of all the girls was like playful rumble of distant thunder in the sky. And their love for Krishna, which they were expressing in their talks, were like imminent monsoon shower. Then they went away and they went and they took rest. Next morning everybody came to the pond for their usual morning duties and they saw that blue waters, transparent blue waters, had turned blue, turned yellow. So it is explained, even Parampujya Radhanath Maharaj also explains that when you love somebody, even though you are far from your beloved, not necessarily that husband-wife love, brother-sisters love also, brothers-brothers love, sisters-sisters love, friends love, well-wishers love, guru and disciples love, God-brother, God-sisters love, all kinds of pure love in this world. When it is there, even though the beloved is far away from you, you come to know about what is happening to the beloved. For example, if suppose your beloved gets fever somewhere in America, immediately you get restless and you call, are you all right? And the beloved will say, yeah, yes, from yesterday I am having fever. And this has been experienced several times by us, several times by Guru Maharaj, and we have seen Guru Maharaj experiencing it. And it's a fact that you see that you love somebody, then your situations are transmitted in a very subtle way to the beloved. So all the Brajvasis, they love Radha and Krishna genuinely from the bottom of the heart. So when they came in the morning, they saw the change of the color. They weaved a beautiful story that every day she is going there. Dhyayate Vishayam Pumsam. Every day Yashoda Mataji is looking at Radharani's face. The object of love is so intense that every day she must be having increasing loving emotions and more and more and more. And one particular day, that is yesterday, it must have attained the peak. And in the peak of emotions of transcendental ecstasy, she must have taken her closer to her heart. And then uncontrollably, she must have gone to the kitchen and brought the haldi and applied to her palms. And they all must have gone into ecstasy. Then she must have returned. After returning to Barsana, the girls must have come in tension. Now what will tell our mother? And what our mother will do to us? So they must have discussed and decided to let her wash her hands. So I said, would have been, could have been. They removed all that. And is and was came in that. And they, whatever they imagined, they made it as a real story. And they ran. And they said, celebration, celebration, jai ho! Finally, our dear Radharani is engaged with Krishna. Finally, Yashoda Mataji has done the job of all our heart's desire. So let us go and congratulate mother and father of Radharani. So they all rushed to Vrishabhanu Mahal. And they are all, you can see how happy they were. They were not going walking quietly. They were all giggling, shouting, talking. And Kirti Maya, Vrishabhanu Maharaj was wondering what happened. Everybody is rushing to our house. Radharani also was wondering what happened. And they were already a little scared. Something must have gone wrong. And they are saying, congratulations, Mother Kirtida, congratulations, Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So they are wondering why. He said, congratulations for your daughter's betrothal engagement with Shyam Sundar. And you can imagine what kind of feeling must have been there in the hearts of Kirtida and mother Kirtida and father Vrishbhanu Maharaj. They had nothing, they could not say anything. Yes, no, they just looked at Radharani. They just looked at her and she just looked down. What she could do, what she could say, yes, no, nothing. She was so shy and so embarrassed. But her looking down was like affirmation. If something you do, mostly wrong, and mother asks you, did you do that? And you just keep quiet and look down. That means maunam is the answer. So instead of getting scolding or they getting angry and upset, they were in bliss. Because why? Because they were thinking, how to propose? How do we take out the topic between in front of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda? So they were wondering what to do, when to do, how to do. And when they came to know, they only did the job and made our job easy. So they were in ecstasy. And Radharani was so relieved. She thought, my mother will scold me. And there Mother Yashoda was also in trance. But then she came down on the earth after some time. And she thought, my dear friend Kirtita, what she must be thinking? Is this the culture of Nandagaon? You come on the festival day and nicely, you lovingly, you ask, can your daughter cook for my son? And we agree and so many days pass and one day you just send her with engagement without even asking her permission. So she told her husband, this is what a blunder I did today. And Nanda Maharaj said, yes, definitely you had done a blunder. I don't know how to face Vrishbhanu Maharaj, my friend, and I don't know how to face Kirtida. How they will look upon us? Total Nandagaon will be condemned by this kind of activity. Uncultured activity. So anyway, this is a long story, which I will just cut short and come to another point. Sri Krishna Shyam Sundar ji cannot stay long in Nandagaon. He has to find some reason to come to Barsana and, you know, see Radharani and have some pastimes. So he comes very short, soon Krishna appeared there. And all of you know that this Priyakunda is at the border of Barsana, just beginning of Barsana. Now, from that day, this kund was called as Pili Pokhar, the yellow pond. It was not called before. It's called Priyakunda. So he came with his friends and they were some other place and he came searching for his calf, lost calf. This is a usual story. The cows are also quite naughty and they go here and there and every cowherd boy is always wondering where my cows are. So Krishna lost one calf and so he came running and towards the direction of Pili Pokhar and he passed Pili Pokhar. But something happened in his heart. He felt there's something different today here. So he just retraced his legs back, you know, his steps back and suddenly realized unusual findings. He stepped back step by step, retraced. His eyes scanned the lake with great intensity. And he muttered, the lake has turned yellow. How the lake turned yellow? Gopal looked at animals and trees for a clue, but they were all silent. So Krishna said, I must investigate. And Krishna rubbed his eyes again and again to make sure what I am seeing is correct or there is some illusion. So when he rubbed his eyes, again he opened, he saw everything was yellow. To the breadth and length and to all the depth also he could see. So perhaps a demon must have come and done something, this kind of mischief. Or the demigods must be playing some trick. He looked into water and he saw his reflection. Before that he just stepped in amazement. Step by step he got down. And he close to the water, when he bent down to see whether it is really yellow from close, he saw his reflection. Now this is a usual story. This story will come many times in Nandagaon, Nanda Bhavan, that Krishna saw his reflection and sometimes he faints in ecstasy. This time he is watching same peacock feather, same turban he is wearing, same flute he is holding, same dress he is wearing, but he has become yellow in the reflection. Now, if reflection is just showing a physical reflection, then everything should look yellow. Turban should look yellow, flute should look yellow, everything should look yellow. Everything is looking as it is, except his skin. So we are stunned. How strange. I look like a golden Krishna. How strange. Birds, deer, trees, flowers, animals watched all this when Krishna reached out and touched his reflection. Krishna is further interested to know what is happening, so he touched his reflection in water. Surge of ecstasy ran through his body, as if bolt of lightning had struck him. He retreated and said, "Vishnu, Vishnu, what is the yellow substance? What is the yellow substance?" His question echoed at that time. There was no one there. So all over the steps and ghats of Pilipokhar, they echoed this entire atmosphere. Once again, Krishna touched the water. Again, quivering in ecstasy, surging intense feelings of love, variety of unusual ways of emotions appeared in an overwhelming way. All the living entities were watching over silently. They were also getting amazed. So Krishna is now speaking to himself, Manogat. I am amazed with this love surging in my heart. It's new and remarkable, which I have never experienced before. I am no longer experiencing it as an observer, which I usually experience when I am I and my gopis are in front of me. I see them loving expressions of love on their face, and I observe and relish their love for me. So generally I am watching it. But it is not like that now. I am no longer experiencing it as an observer. This love is seeking me as an object. Otherwise, I seek Radharani as my object of love. The love which I am feeling within my heart is seeking myself only as an object. I am feeling love for myself. This is the conclusion. Usually, I feel love for the Brijbasis. This golden color of the lake is Radharani's complexion. That also I am coming to understand. This electrifying, enchanting and thrilling experience on touching the water is her love. That is why I am feeling that ecstasy. Looks like Radhika has empowered this water with her love. This is simply wonderful and extraordinary. This is what Krishna is meditating. By this time, Krishna's taste to experience Radharani's love was fully aroused. What if I put my arms, my full body in the water? Out of great amazement, Krishna entered the lake. He's thinking and his legs are moving, and he entered the water. His feet, then ankles, then calves, then knees, then his waist, then his chest, then his neck, then his face. And naturally his hands just started rising up. And what happened finally? He actually lost himself inside the water. And what was moving on the surface of water was his two beautiful palms and the peacock feather. These three things were moving all over the surface of the water. And at one point of time, they also got lost. Krishna also got lost. He was not to be seen anywhere from above. And what was happening when he was going in the water? The question was resounding in the atmosphere. What is the yellow substance? Please ask. Please ask. What is the yellow substance? What is the yellow substance? It's all resounding. Although he's underwater, the question is resounding. Yellow substance, 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 like that. The golden waters embraced Krishna, and for some time, Krishna just disappeared. All the animals, birds, trees held their breath. Just before they all lose their consciousness, Krishna emerged out of water in an unusual state after some time. His body had turned from sapphire luster to completely golden. His body was emanating brilliance like pure gold, smelt 1,000 times. That means, you know, what is smelting? You just know, purify, purify, purify. And 1,000 times when the gold is smelt, then what happens? It just becomes more and more and more brilliantly shining. So he was looking like that kind of gold. But that was not all. This was simply external. Aho bhaiya. What is happening? There was a change within. His identity had changed. He appeared like looking for someone. He's appeared like looking for someone, searching for someone. He started calling out, "Krishna, Krishna, please call.
Krishna, Krishna.
श्याम सुंदर
गोपाल
वेर आर यू
स्टार्टेड
कॉलिंग आउट कृष्ण कृष्ण ही अज्यूम्ड द मूड हैप्पीनेस एंड एक्सटेसी ऑफ राधा ही स्टार्टेड आस्किंग वेर इज कृष्णा वेर इज श्याम सुंदर हु इज त्रिभंगी स्टैंडिंग इन थ्री फोल्ड बेंडिंग पोजिशन वेर इज द साउंड ऑफ हिज वेणु येलो वॉटर वॉज नाउ ड्रिपिंग फ्रॉम हिज हेयर and from his turban and from his body. And he was experiencing varieties of ecstatic bhava. He lost his patience. He became filled with anxiety. Now this is development. Huh? First he stunned. Second he thought he is the object of his own love. Third he impelled himself. He didn't know how. He is calling out, Krishna, Krishna, Shyam Sundar, where are you? Where is your flute? Where are you hiding? Are you hiding behind the tree? He became filled with anxiety, intensely desiring to unite with Shyam Sundarji. The boys who were also herding the cows, by this time they came. And now they are looking at Krishna with great amazement. What has gone wrong? Why has he become golden? And why is he talking like this? So he saw the boys and he asked the boys, have you seen Shyam Sundar? So they said, you are Shyam Sundar. He said, no, where is Shyam Sundar? Where is Krishna? Where is Gopal? Where is he playing his flute? Please take me there. No, you are Krishna. You are Shyam Sundar. There is flute in your waist. Please see. He is not able to understand the answer. He said, the boys don't understand. Why don't they understand that I am looking for Krishna and they are friends of Krishna. They should show me Krishna. So he got actually frustrated. And why the boys got frustrated? Because they thought, Mother Yashoda will ask, he was all right when he went. What did you all feed him? What did you all do? Where did you drink water? What has happened? He was all right and you brought him not all right. So how do we explain Mother Yashoda? We don't know anything how it happened. He just looks drenched in water. So they were like completely frustrated because they didn't know how to get him back. Neither they could take him to home because the first question will be asked, what went wrong? What you guys were doing? How this has happened? How did this happen? So they were frustrated and he got frustrated because he was not getting answer. So he thought, I will search myself. So he searched behind the trees, in the bushes, in the deeper forest, everywhere, calling. And then he started asking the trees and the creepers and the flowers and the leaves and the deers and the hummingbees and the birds and everybody whom he came across was asking, have you seen my Krishna anywhere? And they were getting very overwhelmed. All those were onlookers, like the birds and bees and the bird animals, trees. They were about to fall unconscious to see the piteous condition of Krishna. So they also couldn't answer. So he got more frustrated. Now, he chanted one big shloka. He was intensely feeling desiring to. He was desiring intensely to unite with Shyam Sundar. Anath bando karunaika sindho, ha hanta katham nayami. Oh Lord, how will I pass my time without meeting you? That means now he is talking like Radharani. Oh my Lord, Anath bando, who is the friend of all fallen souls, oh deliverer of fallen. O ocean of compassion, how will I pass my time without meeting you? With yellow water dripping from his body and hair, he searched and searched and searched Krishna for Krishna frantically. He got frustrated with the reply of the boys. Then he asked the trees, bees and flowers and deers. They were all stunned. They couldn't answer. Gaur Krishna now thought Shyam Sundar must be hiding and doing tricks with me. So he became more and more desperate, calling out the different names of Krishna was only a little bit solace for him in between his frustrations. He started moving with the grace of a gopi because now he has assumed not only the complexion but the mood of Radharani. She was talking very beautifully, gracefully like a gopi, raising his arms and singing his own names, Krishna, Govinda, Gopal, Shyam Sundar. He searched in the forest groves, he went behind the trees, he inquiring from all the creatures, desperately wanting to know where is Krishna and his whereabouts. He became restless, agitated and frustrated. Oh my Lord, You are the most beautiful and incomparable. I am becoming unsteady. I know you are also becoming unsteady and restless to meet me. How can I meet you now in a solitary place? Please answer. Please reveal yourself. Like a tree, he was overburdened by the maddening fruits of love, oozing out of his own self. Anxiety, anger, humility, impatience, all these emotions struggled to be victorious in the personality of the transformed Krishna. He chanted a mantra, "Hey Deva, hey Daita, hey Bhuvanaika Bandho, hey Krishna, hey Chapala, hey Karunaika Sindho." Very simple meaning is there. Oh Lord, oh Daita, who is very merciful, giver of mercy, Bhuvanaika Bandho, who is a brother of all in the material world. Hey Krishna, hey Chapala, who is a restless personality. Oh Karunaika Sindhu, the ocean of compassion. Oh Nath, hey Ramana, hey Nayana Abhiram, who is the beloved object of all of our eyes. Ha ha kadanu bhavitasi padam drishorame. When will be you visible to me again? Even animals and birds and bees cried at this time to see the pitiable condition of Krishna in separation. This went on for hours and hours and hours. And the gopas didn't understand what to do. But they didn't have any treatment for him. He was asking for Krishna, who is right there. So how they could show Krishna? So they were just completely puzzled. How to treat him? How to treat him? If he would have called Radhe, Radhe, they would have gone to Lalita Vishaka and got her and solved his problem. But he's asking something which they were not able to understand. So they were just keeping some distance and just following him wherever he went in this mad condition. You can see the scene. He's frustrated, angry, upset, eager, confused himself, searching in separation. They are also in the same emotions. So, you know, this went from morning till evening. Many, many hours. And finally, whole day Krishna was in this condition. At the end of the day, as the water dried from his body, which was dripping, it dried up. The influence of the water gradually disappeared. And you know something, in medicine, when you see a patient who is sometimes, you know, haunted with psychosis or something, or he goes into some state of unexplainable so-called material trance, forgetting his identity. There are many people we have seen in the psychiatric ward. They just, when you go for taking a round, suddenly get up and say, "I am Bill Clinton. I am Narendra Modi. I am Abraham Lincoln." And they start giving speech. So they are in the confused identity of themselves. And they actually believe that whatever they are saying. But after some time, when they go low, because of this so-called haunted condition in mental situation, they become very exhausted. When they come back to so-called normalcy, which is not normalcy, but from that particular trance. So when Krishna also came back to his original self and he regained his color and complexion, he was very, very exhausted. Because the whole day was just wandering and wandering and intensely seeking something, yearning for something, asking trees and birds and animals and bees and everybody. And they were all in tears. He was in tears, so it exhausted him emotionally. So that time, he embraced his friends. And they actually lifted him, and without uttering a word, usually they would giggle, laugh, smile, play flute, and make some jokes, everything, and that's how they will return. This day, they just returned in a very grave mood, where they still had a target, how to face Mother Yashoda. So he was brought in front of Mother Yashoda, and they handed over him, and they said, "Today we got really exhausted. We played, played and played. He also played, played and he made us play so much that we exhausted. So please put him to sleep." And that day there was no ceremony like bathing, singing, feeding, new dress, new songs, lullaby, nothing happened. He just went to sleep. So thus ends the story of Krishna's becoming golden yellow. and His Holiness Barsana Swami of our new Vrindavan Barsana, he tells that this is the first time Krishna experienced being Radha, which was unknown to him. And he was simply meditating. So Swamiji says that this is the first time indirectly he declared what his next incarnation would be. So Pilipokar is the first place where he came across that emotion for the first time. It's a very, very deep place spiritually. And what is the answer of that question? What is the yellow substance? That is love of Radharani, the prema. And what happens? That prema is so powerful that it forces Krishna to forget his identity. It overwhelms Krishna. Krishna loses all his control. He is the controller of everything. But this is overwhelming to Krishna. This controls Krishna. This makes Krishna mad. And another time he experienced that and he boldly declared that the next time I will come. I was experiencing trance and you were telling me I had become golden yellow and I was in ecstasy, but you touched me and you interrupted my ecstasy. Now I become more eager and more craving for that. So I will now take one more incarnation, specially dedicated to experience your emotion. And what was her reply when this was boldly declared by Krishna? She said, if you take my bhav and come, you will go completely crazy and mad. You will fall from trees, in the stone, in water, in thorns and pebbles, and you will hurt yourself. And I will be unable to even imagine now also to see you hurt like this in ecstasy of experiencing my love. So I will cover you with my complexion. So what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sabhaya Abhyantara Radharani. Outside by skin, by complexion, and inside by her emotion. And he is simultaneously taking and simultaneously giving. He is experiencing and distributing. So it's called as Data Shiromani. Externally he is Data Shiromani. He is just, nobody can compare with him in giving the love that he's experienced. And that love, Golokera Premadhana, which he uses the media as Harinama Sankirtan. To give what he has experienced, he is using the Harinam Sankirtan as a methodology, as a vehicle to reach you and me and all of us, touch our hearts with the same love which he has experienced and which has overwhelmed him. So please do not think this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is manufactured in some Jew temple or some other Los Angeles temple. This is manufactured in Goloka Vrindavan. And whatever has happened to Krishna by touching those waters can happen to all of us if we chant this Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So at Pilipokhar, at Imli Tala, and many other places, whatever happened, whatever Krishna went through, can all be experienced by everybody in Kali Yuga. That is the greatest benevolence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was a private affair, only to select gopis, not even all gopis. Forget Mother Yashoda, cows and cowherd boys and peacocks and everybody else. They were not anyway there. Even amongst the gopis, only the selected, purest, most immersed in love selflessly were allowed entrance in Rasa Leela. And that too in the middle of the night when nobody was watching also. So that experience which Krishna gave to the select gopis in a very private, secluded atmosphere in Dwapar Yuga, when he came down, that he opened to everybody. Patre apatre na dekhila sthane asthan. He did not see who is eligible, who is not eligible, whether the place is eligible, where we can tell or not tell. He didn't see a place, he didn't see the qualification of people, and he just distributed that love indiscriminately. And then he said, I am not able to distribute this alone to everybody. Please, those who take, those who experience, come forward, take more fruits and distribute to everybody else. So this is what happens when Radharani enters into Krishna. Till she doesn't enter, she's always killing people. Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya dashkrutam, dharma sampadarthaya, all these kind of things he's doing. But when she enters in him, he forgets everything. He forgets his own shloka also. What is his shloka? Sarva dharmam parityajyam mamekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mashucha. What is his shloka? What is his promise? That I will deliver you from all sins. He is not saying premayishyami mashucha. I will give you love. I will deliver you from sins. Don't worry. But his own rule he forgets. His own rule. Vinashayacha duskrutan. I will kill all the miscreants. He forgets. That is transformation because of Radharani's entrance in the personality of Krishna. So what we see is Radharani in male form, expressing herself as Supreme Personality of Godhead, delivering everybody. The most of all the sinners, he destroyed the sin. And even that sinner, the most sinful people, got Krishna Prem. This is the miracle of entrance of Radharani's personality, her bhav, inside the heart of Krishna. And this is Man Mandir, where another bhav is expressed of anger called Man, which increases Krishna's love for her thousands of times and her love for Krishna thousands of times. Otherwise, the beloved will not just do any drama of becoming angry. It's simply to increase the ocean of love of what she has for Krishna and what Krishna has for her. Shri Radha Man Bihari Lal Ki Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Thank you very much. We'll sing for 2-3 minutes just to continue with the mood. Jai Barsano Dham Jai Jai Shri Radhe. जय बरसानो धाम जय जय श्री राधे
जय बरसानो धाम जय जय श्री राधे
श्री राधे जय श्री राधे
श्री राधे जय श्री राधे
जय बरसानो धाम जय जय श्री राधे जय वृंदावन धाम जय जय श्री राधे जय गोवर्धन धाम जय जय श्री राधे श्री राधे जय श्री राधे श्री राधे जय श्री राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय श्री राधे श्याम श्रील प्रभुपाद की